This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We're live and local at the Winter Beer Festival out at Fifth Third Park on the north side of Grand Rapids. We just had Chaz Thompson on from Schmoes, and we ran out of time in that last segment, but I wanted to mention he's got a new beer coming out. It's called Bra Buster Bock, and the story behind it is he has a young lady that likes those dark, chocolatey, malty beers, and she was complaining that she grew in size a little bit after drinking these beers and attributed it to his Bock, so they named a beer after called the Bra Buster Bock.
I think you're a jaw buster. That's what I think.
But I had a little sample of that, and I can see why she enjoys it. But I'm Jop. He's Bob. We're the Grilling Guys. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop, and thanks for the bedtime story. That's real nice. You and Chaz, you're a pair. We are at the 7th Annual Winter Beer Festival, and We're just going to have a wonderful day because we're going to hang out with some of the most innovative, energetic, creative people out there making things happen. And, you know, we've got a guy with us right now who is exactly doing that right across the country on the Food Network. Welcome Randy Finch from Ice Brigade.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Yeah, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me out here.
Yeah, love the hat, by the way. That is, you know, that's part of your whole image. I know it's every picture I see of you, you've got this certain thing going
it's
on here.
It's,
yes.
It's just my forehead. That's what it is.
Some guys can just get away with it, you know. You're one of those guys.
My mother unfortunately wasn't around to dress me when I started the show, so yeah. This is what I'm stuck with.
Yeah. Well, now we were talking during the break, and you're into ice carving. I mean, big time, to the point where a giant television network like the Food Network just said, "Hey, dude, come on and do it on TV." Yeah, that must have blown your mind.
Yeah, you know, it's very exciting for me because, like you said, we love ice sculpting. So it's something that we got involved in, not necessarily because we thought we could make a living at it, but we love doing it. And, you know, they say if you do something for a living that you love, you'll never work a day in your life, and that's what we do. And then on top of that, to be recognized and be able to show our art to not only people locally but across the country is exciting for us.
And get paid for it.
Yeah, right.
So we have a mutual friend. We discovered that you started talking about carving around here. Yeah. I immediately thought of Chef Schultz from the Grand Rapids Community College.
Exactly.
And I do believe he teaches classes at the school on ice carving.
He does. He's a fabulous chef. He's well versed, and his one of his specialties is ice sculpting. He teaches a course there through the college, and they've won a lot of medals both locally and nationally with their college teams.
And I'll bet you he's listening right now, so I'll probably get a text here in a minute.
Hey, Jeff.
So, yeah. Randy, I'm curious, is the sculptures that you do, are any of them functional, or are they all just art?
Absolutely. That's kind of what set us apart and what caught their eye is a lot of the pieces that we do, most of the pieces on the show are interactive pieces. We did a mechanical bull on a rotating stand. People actually rode inside of a bar. We did a giant chess set where people actually moved these giant pieces of chess pieces around this ice board over on Rosa Park Circle, where we painted the board right on the ice rink there.
Right.
A piano that was actually playable with individual keys made out of ice. As you press each key, it made a musical note. A giant hookah that you could smoke out of. All kinds of fun stuff.
Ice smoke.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Did you ever see the ice fireplace Bob Schultz made?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. That was my fireplace in there.
Yeah.
I gave him that. That turned out really cool. I mean, a fireplace made of ice. It was just crazy stuff you can do with
ice.
Yeah,
no, I don't know if that was your work, but I recall seeing one time where there was a spirit vendor that was running his vodka through an ice sculpture, and you served it out the bottom, and it chilled it as it went through the sculpture. That was kind of cool, too.
And that's where a lot of the pieces that we're doing nowadays are for is promotional. I mean, people go up, and they love getting their picture taken with an ice sculpture. So if you've got a beverage dispenser that's got the beverage logo on there that's actually functional that you can interact with, people love that kind of stuff.
Yeah, the shot luge is one of them.
No, we have those in stock. They're kind of like a dish to pass for a lot of guys nowadays.
Yeah. So I guess you'd probably want to use a real colored liquid if you're going to pour it down, just so you can watch the little
Yeah, you get some Mad Dog or something, you know, something with some color in there. You know, anything, you know, peppermint schnapps or something that's going to show up well. But we do a lot of, like, signature drinks for weddings. So they'll do some sort of a concoction that has, you know, red or green or something to it, and it shows up well.
If somebody wanted to have you do some work for them, how do they get a hold of you?
IceGuru.com. That's IceGuru.com.
And you're right here in Michigan?
Right here in Grand Rapids.
Right, Grand Rapids.
Yeah, we travel all over the country. We just got back from the Super Bowl, did 10 days of live performances at Super Bowl Village right in the center there. But we're based out of Michigan, and we, you know, promote Michigan everywhere we go.
Fantastic.
Well, thanks so much for joining us, Randy.
Thank you.
Great to meet you, and I'm going to make sure I tune into the Food Network now. Locally, what day of the week is that on?
You know, actually, right now we're in rerun, so we're right up against ShamWow at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
So we're doing pretty good. I think we're holding our spot. So your best bet right now is probably the TiVo. I'm not sure when it's going to get back to prime, but
okay.
Just put it on TiVo, set it for Ice Brigade, and it'll show right up.
Great. Very thanks cool. so much for joining us. We appreciate that.
Awesome.
Very good to meet you. We're going to see you outside, and we'll see what you're carving
Chains
up later.
Will be kicking.
All right,
all right, we'll stop by. Great.
Randy Finch from Ice Brigade. What a cool concept, isn't that?
You know, it is. And I like what he said about you can make this a functional part of a gathering. You can use it. You don't just have to look at it. And that makes it even better when you're throwing a party.
Absolutely. And you know what? I've got an idea. How about a TV show about grilling?
Do they have those?
We
couldn't compete with ShamWow. I just know we couldn't.
I'd never fly.
But anyway, we are live and local at the Beer Fest, Fifth Third Park, north side of Grand Rapids. We're having a great time. We've got a whole schedule of brewers coming up in the next hour. We're going to actually break down a new pellet grill that Bob has found, and he's got a little smoker here, a smoker box for your grill that we're going to kind of critique a little bit. The manufacturer had sent us one. So we're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back. You're crazy about it, sharp as me.
I am a guy, and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.